USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. The discussion over the debt limit and avoiding a national default will continue in Washington.
It's not that difficult to get to an agreement.
Republican House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, after a meeting at the White House on Tuesday's Democratic Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said there is agreement from both sides on one key issue.
Default would be the worst outcome, a horrible situation for America and America's families.
Speaker McCarthy has held firm so far. Democrats, also entrenched thus far, say the risk of a default must be taken off the table. The man behind the chatbot ChatGPT told a U.S. Senate panel Tuesday, rapidly advancing artificial intelligence tech could make massive progress for humanity. But OpenAI CEO Sam Altman says the private sector must work hand in hand with the government to ensure the advancement is done safely and responsibly.
People are anxious about how it could change the way we live.
The Secret Service is investigating after an intruder entered the home of President Biden's national security advisor. The Washington Post says an unidentified man entered Jake Sullivan's Washington, D.C. home undetected by his protective detail. It happened in late April, and Sullivan instructed the man, who appeared to be drunk, to leave. One House Democrat now pushing to expel New York Republican George Santos from Congress.
Resolve that pursuant to Article 1, Section 5, Clause 2 of the Constitution of the United States, Representative George Santos be expelled from the House of Representatives.
California Democrat Robert Garcia introduced a privileged resolution on the House floor Tuesday to expel Santos. The move likely to fail, but it will put House Republicans on the record over the indicted freshman congressman. This is USA News.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Leaving for the gym so early?
I'm ready to go.
Since you started taking Nugenix Total T, you've been acting like when we met in our 20s.
I feel like myself again. Lower testosterone after turning 40 slowed me down. Nugenix Total T has been a game changer for me.
What is it about Nugenix Total T that's different?
Well, it's a patented key ingredient called Testofen. It boosts free and total testosterone to help you get back the drive and energy from your youth. It's backed by 5 clinical studies.
I've seen the huge difference it's made for you in the gym, at work, and in the bedroom.
I'm so glad I sent them a text for my complimentary bottle. Text PRIDE to 321321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. Nugenix is the number one selling testosterone boosting brand at GNC and Walmart. Do it now, and we'll also send you a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, our newest, most powerful fat burner ever. Absolutely free. Text PRIDE to 321321. That's PRIDE to 321321.
House Democrats are slamming Speaker Kevin McCarthy over his position on raising the debt ceiling. House Democratic Caucus Chairman Pete Aguilar accused McCarthy of putting the demands of the more extreme members of the Republican conference over the needs of the American people.
These individuals want to cut veterans' health care, manufacturing jobs, and so many other important areas.
Republicans are demanding deep spending cuts in exchange for their votes to increase the nation's borrowing limit and avoid a default. The Treasury Department estimates the U.S. could default on its debt as early as June 1st if Congress does not act. The CIA's new Telegram account is aimed at getting Russians to share information with the U.S. The agency's page on Telegram says the CIA's global mission requires that individuals be able to contact them securely from anywhere in the world. The posts call for military officers, those who work in the intelligence, diplomacy, science, or tech fields, or anyone with information about Russian leadership to reach out to the CIA. An embattled St. Louis Circuit Attorney Kim Gardner has stepped down, effective immediately. There has been an effort spearheaded by Missouri Attorney General Andrew Bailey to seek her firing. Bailey has been critical of Gardner's work ethic, and through some investigation discovered the George Soros-backed prosecutor was attending classes for nursing school when she was supposed to be in court. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.